First Chronicles 4:5 through 5:17. Esher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nara. Nara bore to him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temeni, and Hahashtari. These were the sons of Nara. The sons of Hela were Zereth, Izar, and Ethnan. Kaz fathered Anub and Zobeba, and the families of Aharel, the son of Harum. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I gave birth to him in pain." Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would greatly bless me, and extend my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it would not hurt me." And God brought about what he requested. Shalub, the brother of Shuha, fathered Meher, who was the father of Eshtan. Eshtan fathered Beth-Rapha, and Tehinna, the father of Ir-Nehesh. These are the men of Rekah. Now the sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Sariah. The sons of Othniel were Hathath and Mianathai. Mianathai fathered Ophrah, and Sariah fathered Joab, the father of Gehareshim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Nam. And the son of Elah was Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel were Ziph and Ziphah, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalan. And Mered's wife conceived and gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His Jewish wife gave birth to Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoah. These were the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered married. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Kala the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Maccathite. The sons of Shimon were Amnon and Rinnah, and Benhanan and Tilon. And the sons of Ishi were Zoheth and Ben-Soheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekah, and Lada, the father of Mareshah, and the families of the house of the linen workers at Beth Ashbea, and Jochim, the men of Kozeba, Joash, Seraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jashubi Lechem. And the records are ancient. These were the potters and the inhabitants of Netaim and Gederah. They lived there with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel and Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shalum was his son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma were Hemuel his son, Zechar his son, and Shimei his son. Now Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many sons, nor did all their family increase like the sons of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, and Hazar Shual, in Bilhah, Ezem, Talad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Biri, and Sharaim. These were the cities until the reign of David. Their villages were Etam, Ain, Reman, Toshen, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their settlements that were around the same cities as far as Baal. These were their dwellings, and they have their genealogy. Meshabab, Jamlek, Josha, the son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, the son of Jashabiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Asiel, and Elionai, Jacobah, Jeshohiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, the son of Shiphi, the son of Elon, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their father's houses spread out greatly. These went to the entrance of Gedor, as far as the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. They found pasture that was rich and good, and the land was spread out on both sides, and peaceful and undisturbed, for those who lived there previously were Hamites. These people, recorded by name, came in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and they attacked their tents and the Meunites who were found there, and utterly destroyed them to this day, and they lived in their place, because there was pasture there for their flocks. From them the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, with Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi, as their leaders. They destroyed the remnant of the Amalekites who escaped, and they have lived there to this day. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. So he is not enrolled in the genealogy according to the birthright, though Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came the leader, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanak and Palu, and Hezron and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reiah his son, Baal his son, and Bera his son, whom Tiglath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, took into exile. He was leader of the Reubenites. His relatives by their families, in the genealogy of their generations, were Jeel, the chief, then Zechariah and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who lived in Aror, as far as Nebo and Baal Meon. Toward the east he settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their livestock had increased in the land of Gilead. In the days of Saul they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hand, so that they occupied their tents throughout the land east of Gilead. Now the sons of Gad lived opposite them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salaka. Joel was the head, and Shapham the second, then Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan. Their relatives of their father's households were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachan, Zia, and Eber, seven. These were the sons of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshashai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz, Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, was head of their father's households. They lived in Gilead, in Bashan and its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon, as far as their borders. All of these were enrolled in the genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. Matthew 6. Take care not to practice your righteousness in the sight of people, to be noticed by them. Otherwise you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, so that they will be praised by people. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your charitable giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they will be seen by people. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But as for you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use thoughtless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive other people for their offenses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive other people, then your Father will not forgive your offenses. Now, whenever you fast, do not make a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they distort their faces so that they will be noticed by people when they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But as for you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by people, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body, as to what you will put on. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the sky, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather crops into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more important than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single day to his lifespan? And why are you worried about clothing? Notice how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor, nor do they spin thread for cloth. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. Do not worry then, saying, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Acts 5, 1 through 16. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property and kept back some of the proceeds for himself with his wife's full knowledge, and bringing a portion of it, he laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, and to keep back some of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control? Why is it that you have conceived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. And as he heard these words, Ananias collapsed and died, and great fear came over all who heard about it. The young men got up and covered him, and after carrying him out, they buried him. Now an interval of about 3 hours elapsed, and his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter responded to her, Tell me whether you sold the land for this price. And she said, Yes, for that price. Then Peter said to her, Why is it that you have agreed together to put the Spirit of the Lord to the test? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out as well. And immediately she collapsed at his feet and died, and the young men came in and found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came over the whole church, and over all who heard about these things. At the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were taking place among the people, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. But none of the rest dared to associate with them. However, the people held them in high esteem. And increasingly, believers in the Lord, large numbers of men and women, were being added to their number, to such an extent that they even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on cots and pallets, so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on any of them. The people from the cities in the vicinity of Jerusalem were coming together as well, bringing people who were sick or tormented with unclean spirits, and they were all being healed. Proverbs 3:1-12. My son, do not forget my teaching, but have your heart comply with my commandments. For length of days and years of your life, and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find good favor and a good reputation in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord, or loathe his rebuke. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, just as a father disciplines the son in whom he delights. Psalm 6. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Be gracious to me, Lord, for I am frail. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are horrified, and my soul is greatly horrified. But you, Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me because of your mercy, for there is no mention of you in death. And Sheol, who will praise you? I am weary with my sighing. Every night I make my bed swim. I flood my couch with my tears. My eye has wasted away with grief. It has grown old because of all my enemies. Leave me, all you who practice injustice, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my pleading. The Lord receives my prayer. All my enemies will be put to shame and greatly horrified. They shall turn back. They will suddenly be put to shame.